This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
President Biden's push for more than $2 trillion in infrastructure spending, key for agriculture and other sectors, has run into a brick wall in care of some in his own party. Senate Democrat Joe Manchin tells Fox News he can't vote to boost corporate taxes from 21 to 28%.
If I don't vote to get on, it's not going anywhere. So we're going to have some leverage here, and it's more than just me. There are six or seven other Democrats that feel very strongly about this.
And every vote will be needed in a 50-50 Senate if all Republicans, including Iowa's Chuck Grassley, votes against the effort.
It's just a crime that somehow they think that they can steal that money from hardworking Americans, and particularly from the 2% of the Americans that are feeding the other 98%.
Grassley referring there to ag producers who would face possible tax hikes in the estate tax and the stepped-up basis for figuring a capital gains tax. Missouri Republican Roy Blunt says it doesn't have to be that way.
I think there's an easy win here for the White House if they would take that win, which is make this an infrastructure package, which is about 30%. Even if you stretch the definition of infrastructure some, it's about 30% of the $2.25 trillion they're talking about spending.
Including roads, bridges, waterways, ports, and rural broadband and other physical improvements, though the White House is taking a more expansive view of infrastructure, driving up the bill's cost and a tax hike. In the latest news from the USDA, planting season is underway as the Department of Agriculture released the first weekly crop progress report for 2021 on Monday. USDA says planting has begun for barley, corn, cotton, oats, rice, sorghum, spring wheat, and sugar beets. By this time last year, 2% of the corn crop had been planted and 2% has been planted so far this year. 6% of the cotton crop is in the ground, while 1 percentage point behind the same time last year. Meanwhile, 14% of the sorghum crop was planted, 1 point behind a year ago. Barley, oats, rice, spring wheat, and sugar beet plantings are similar to last year's progress. Crop progress reports were released the first work day of the week during the growing season from April through November. The reports list planting, developmental, and harvesting progress and overall conditions of selected crops in major producing states. Crops featured in the report include corn, beans, wheat, rice, sorghum, cotton, oats, barley, peanuts, sugar beets, and sunflowers. And later on in this morning's report, we'll update the latest crop progress and condition report from here in Illinois. But continuing on in national ag news for your Wednesday, Growth Energy yesterday, Tuesday, urged Indiana Governor Eric Holcomb to veto state legislation the biofuels group claims is intended to destroy demand for E15, a fuel blend with 15% ethanol. In a letter to Governor Holcomb, Growth Energy CEO Emily Score states Senate Bill 303 was designed to stall new competition at the fuel pump and prevent more consumers from saving 3 to 10 cents a gallon on low-carbon, higher-octane fuel blends. According to the letter, Senate Bill 303 seeks to limit sales of E15 by mandating warning labels on E15 fuel dispensers that serve only to confuse consumers and add completely unnecessary redundancy to already burdensome federal labeling requirements. The fuel already has similar federal label requirements. The bill establishes new maximum vapor pressure limits for gasoline and for the ethanol-blended fuels in Indiana. Additionally, fuel dispensers of E15 must have a statement, quote, attention E15, check owner's manual for compatibility and warranty requirements. Currently, any vehicle built after 2000 is able to use ethanol. Switching gears now to State of Illinois Ag News, we have your latest crop progress and condition report, this time a weekly report from the last week of March and the first few days of April. Last week, there were 3.6 days suitable to work in the field for the week ending on April 4th, which was Easter. Statewide, the average temperature last week was 45.6 degrees, about 1.8 degrees below normal. Precipitation averaged just 0.04 of an inch, so basically just a trace, 0.84 of an inch below normal. The topsoil moisture supply was rated at 1% very short, 16 short, 70 adequate, and 13% surplus. Subsoil moisture was rated at 12% very short to short, 79% adequate, and 9% surplus. So far, the only crop in the ground at this time is winter wheat. and winter wheat headed was 2% last week, up 1% over the five-year average. Winter wheat condition last week was rated at 4% very poor, 5% poor, 17% fair, 61% good, and 13% excellent. So far, any corn or soybean plantings have been slim to none and not made a dent in the numbers just yet. In other state ag news, on the weather side, Illinois, along with the rest of the Midwest, can expect a generous amount of rainfall later on this week. That assessment comes from DTN Chief Ag Meteorologist Bryce Anderson.
Well, I think it's going to be a pretty generous week when it comes to rainfall across most of the Midwest. And at this point in the season, I think that that's going to be pretty beneficial, pretty welcome. There was obviously quite a bit of heat and some pretty strong windy conditions when we got into the mid and latter part of this past weekend. And so topsoil dried out pretty quickly. We do need topsoil improvement just about everywhere relative to a year ago. So when we think about total precipitation between tomorrow and then this coming Sunday, that's when we're going to see the most active period. I'm looking here at just a little bit over an inch total precip in that 1 inch to maybe inch and 1500s category. Nothing real heavy at any one time. We might get about a half an inch on Thursday, maybe about, 10-1500s on Friday, then another half an inch on Saturday, and then back to about 10-1500s again on Sunday. So that's the, kind of a moderate shower, light shower, moderate shower, light shower, type of pattern. Actually, that type of pace would really allow quite a bit of the moisture that we get to work into the soil profile. So that's a pretty good spacing out if that forecast verified.
And more seasonable temperatures should also be returning to Illinois later on this week. In other state ag news, Illinois farmers who are interested in serving leadership positions in the soybean industry have two upcoming opportunities to get involved. The American Soybean Association is now accepting applications for two director positions. ASA directors may serve a maximum of three-year terms. Current directors are eligible for another term. ASA director eligibility requirements indicate that candidates must be a member of the Illinois Soybean Growers, which is an affiliate of the American Soybean Association. They must be a producer of beans as a farm owner, farm manager, or farm operator. They may not have served as an officer or director of any other national soybean policy organization, and they must be elected by the Illinois Soybean Growers Board. All eligible candidates will be invited to interview with the IGS Board of Directors during their July 29th through 30th board meeting in Champaign, prior to the election being conducted at the same meeting. The ASA board will take place during the ASA's December 2021 meeting in St. Louis. No write-in provision exists for the ASA director election. Interested applicants should complete the application online at theillinoissoygrowers.com by 4 p.m. on Friday, July 16th. Additionally, Illinois Soybean Association is seeking qualified candidates to fill board seats representing six districts that are up for election. They include districts 2, 10, 11, 14, 16, and 17. The most local district is District 10, including Christian, DeWitt, Macon, Moultrie, and Shelby County. The ISA board is comprised of 18 districts and six at-large directors. Board members serve a term of 3 years and are eligible for up to three terms as well, and directors currently seated in all six districts are eligible for additional terms. To be placed on the ballot, petitions must be completed and filed with the Illinois Department of Agriculture in Springfield no later than 5 p.m. on May 15th. A candidate's petition must carry the signatures of at least 250 of the qualified producers from the district where the candidate seeks office or 5% of farmers within the district, whichever is less. Petitions are available by contacting Dustin Scott, ISA Director of Operations, at his email, which is scottd@ilsoy.org, or by phone at 309-808-3603. And you can find that full story on our website under the Ag News tab at WSMIRadio.com. And that wraps up your Ag News here on a Wednesday afternoon. But remember, you can always send us your Ag News by an email at WSMI at WSMIRadio.com. So again, for this Wednesday afternoon, April 7th, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting WSMI Ag News.